Hello, and today is March 2nd, the first Tuesday of the month. This is our first Talk Tuesday of a brand new week. So the premise of Talk Tuesdays, if you haven't checked it out yet, this is a self-development podcast. We touch base with each other once a week and just to share resources on the journey to self-development and of self-development, just information to make it more practical. So this is your first time with us, check us out. Go back into some of our older episodes to see what we're all about. It's basically a community of self-help and self-development, and I really want to make it practical, so I share as much as possible as I can about the things that I've been utilizing to grow. And I also show up not to be authoritarian on this subject. I show up because I'm working, and I'm a work in progress myself on helping myself and building myself to be the best version of myself. So this week I want to be as clairvoyant as possible to talk about something that I've been struggling with and some ways that I've been finding relief. So in regards to work right now, everything is uncertain because of COVID. It's usually very, very, very easy to find work in New York City just because of the amount of people that live here. But now I'm not able to resort on the city or really on anybody else to provide for myself. So I'm creating my projects and I'm moving them forward. So my greatest hindrance in the past with moving projects forward would be because I had a job doing something outside of my pursuit, and that took a majority of my time. So I would kind of part-time my projects. Right now, my greatest hindrance with moving my projects forward is unfamiliarity. Anytime I'm unfamiliar with something, I stop. And I'm noticing that from week to week. This is a brand new week, a brand new month, and I have to ask myself, what step am I at with my projects? And usually me not knowing something makes me feel like I really have to be like a whiz kid on that subject. I have to know everything about that before I move forward. And I'm really becoming very comfortable with learning as I go. Meaning that I have a book I'm writing, I'm trying to promote, and I'm just doing the best that I can from where I sit. I would love to come off as this perfect version of myself, but I really realize how that is hindering me and my growth as a person. I don't show up at all because I feel like, oh man, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to move forward. So the best thing that has been helping me is just these weekly check-ins. At the end of my week, I use a planner. It's nothing special about this planner. It just plots out the days of the week. But I do a weekly recap to measure my highs and lows. And I'm usually very hard on myself. But this week, my highs were just talking to people that I didn't know. Just going to different forums on Facebook to ask questions about editing and things that I normally would be like, oh, I gotta pay somebody, I don't know somebody, I don't have somebody in my immediate circle that can do this, and I really get bogged down and concerned and I don't move forward. So that was my greatest high of the week, actually talking to people that I don't know on the internet to see what information they have that can help me, and just learning as I go. If I think I could do that, let me put it on paper, let me take that step and move it forward. It's a very scary process, but I know that it's really building me to be the best version of myself. I don't know everything, even for the things that I've studied in school and went to college for. I don't know everything, so I don't have to be a whiz kid or a scientist or a specialist on a subject to pursue it. I'm going to show up as best I can. So I have a couple of different projects I'm working on, and anything I don't know, I'm just working on teaching myself. And I think really just me seeing that on paper was huge. And also the time, if I look at the time that has lapsed, an amount of the project that I started and I stopped, really me just having evidence on paper, even if I go to my last check-in on my social profile, which could be months ago, like, why haven't I shown up in this arena or in this aspect of my life? So being unfamiliar is like a pursuit that I'm taking on now. All the things that I don't know, I'm showing up to learn more about them. And I encourage you to do the same as well. The premise of this podcast is for us to grow and share resources. So my greatest resource is a pen and a paper. And just going back in my journal, going back in my notes on my phone to see where I left off, to see where I am going. Something else that's helping me with that is really my daily practice, my daily reciting of affirmations, my daily meditation, practicing yoga, being healthy, like working out, moving my body around has been the best way to really rise my spirits and allow me to think more clearly, right? So I encourage you all to move forward to the things that are unfamiliar. And I have this great affirmation that I've been practicing that I've heard from Felicia Rashad. And the affirmation is, my inner reality creates my outer form. And it gives me so much courage to know that these things that are in my mind, these things that I want to do, are real. I just really have to pursue them. So thank you so much for your time this week. I greatly respect your time. If you're listening, please share it with a friend. Reach out to me on Twitter just to say hi. I'm trying to create like a welcoming component that really wouldn't be that hard for you guys. Just to check in, to share what you're going through as well. So this is Tuesday. Have a great week and show up at all times, even if you're unfamiliar. See you guys next week.